And now it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides time again. It's at the time the show is being recorded, it's August 13th, 2026. But you will be flashing back to April 21st, 2013, 13 years ago, with a and change. But first, this.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Of wars and sing me of breadlines, tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
And this is a long show, or at least a long audio file coming up. The April 21st, 2013 show, or the part of it that I kept, which is almost all of it. You get music by Dan Frigetti from his Lucky Days album on occasion, which, questionable use, but begins talking about the anniversary of Isaac Collins, also known as Lyrical Eye, who was busted a year before this on April 20th, 2012, at UCSC, the only individual, and ironically, or perhaps meaningfully, an African-American individual, the only individual busted up at the UCSC 420 celebration of 2012. So we talk with a caller about that. Then you hear an update on the Santa Cruz City Council. And throughout this, there's, of course, sort of discussion of what's going on generally during the mayorship of Hillary Bryant, who was sort of the precursor to an extreme right-wing shift. Well, more right-wing, but basically just more of the same, but more intense. And with all of us tugging and pulling the other way, or many of us, there was a post office sleepout, and we are interviewing in-studio guests Cody and Yo-Yo, who were part of that protest against the sleeping ban sections of the camping ordinance. We also then play the Marat Saad, or part one of it anyway. That's the assassination and persecution of the Marquis de Sade as performed by the inmates of Charlenton under the direction of the Marquis de Sade. Or at least that's the name of this musical production, which I still like a great deal. Then there are many interviews from the Project Connect group. That's a sort of a humanitarian, let's be nice to homeless people once a year and try to help them out and also help out our public image in Santa Cruz. You get to hear David Thomas, Hannah Copa Blair, Chris on rehabilitation programs, followed by Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, talking about the Housing First labeling of things and what its significance was. We have vets discussed by Shane and what they've been doing in terms of what the help programs are for vets. Walter Lilly, sleep criminal in jail, asks that people write to him, and you get to write to him if you can get a time machine and go back, of course. There's more about from Watsonville resident Frank and Lucky on the limits in access that were happening there in Watsonville at that time. There's a discussion of harassment by First Alarm guard or security patroller John. Adam Baker talks about that, as do various other folks. These are people who were, I think, they may have been camped outside or simply protesting is what I want, outside the Santa Cruz City Council meeting of that time. And you get to hear Dreamcatcher, where we run upon him in Scope Park, which was, of course, it's a little park. It's still sort of a park right across from, I think it's called Triangle Park these days, perhaps, right across from the town clock. Freedom is munching one of her rice cakes with her dog and pauses from that to talk to us. And there's actually lots more that I can't even go into, but you can, if you wish, because it's coming up right now. After that, there's making contact with Indian writer and activist Arundhati Roy. And following that, there's some frisky and fond music, which isn't a part of my show, but I wasn't the only person on free radio, so you get to hear a little bit of what other people put up. And this could very well be the infamous R. Ducks musical contribution, though I don't know for sure. In any case, enjoy it. If you have any reports about the harassment that is growing, unfortunately, with homeless survival people in their tents being driven away in a sort of a final way with both police parked nearby now, or actually on the scene. I noticed this as I drove past today in 2026. Fences up all along the Coral Street sidewalk, making the placement of tents physically hard to do, if not an immediate provocation for police activity to shout, "You're blocking the sidewalk," because, of course, they've previously blocked the sidewalk and made it necessary with the fences on either side of the sidewalk. It's an attempt to run people away, and if you see anything happening around town that indicates discrimination, which, unfortunately, it's all kind of been done, but you may be either unfortunate enough or, in a way, fortunate enough to see it, to be able to tell us about it, give me a call on the Huff line, 831-423-4833. That's 423-HUFF for you literate folks. And I will consider getting back to you, and indeed we may have an interview and a discussion. So, that's it. Enjoy the show.